Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. The 26th annual Silver Bells in the City actually kicked off at 5 p.m. tonight with some games and activities, the opening of Silver Bells Village, and a Radio Disney Roadshow crew here. But there's a lot more going on, including the Electric Light Parade, and that is something that most of the 125,000 estimated visitors will want to see and lining the roads of downtown Lansing for. We want to welcome in Mark Nixon, Communications Director of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Just great, Jack.
Where are you?
I am at the corner of St. Joe and Washington in the what is called the staging area for the Electric Light Parade. So somebody just cranked up Andy Williams singing a Christmas song, and the lights have come on now, so it's looking fantastic.
All right. How many floats do we have in this year's Electric Light Parade?
I was just told, and I would like to double-check, but I believe it's over 100. Somebody said around 120. That's just an amazing. I think it grows leaps and bounds every year.
I remember when it was 50 and people were excited.
I remember when there were 50 people standing on the sidewalk. But, well, maybe not. No, it never was that small. But obviously, from its humble beginnings, it's just it's a magical time. And, boy, I got here at 4:30, and there were already throngs of people on the sidewalk.
Well, with this many floats and people who are actually going to be in the parade, this parade going to take a little bit longer? It's going to push everything back a little bit, I would guess.
I was talking to the gentleman who was driving the Santa's train, which is the last parade, the last float in the parade, and he said it's going to be an hour and a half. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit longer. Fortunately, we got dry weather and a little bit chilly with the wind, but, you know, once you get into the spirit of it, time does fly.
The original plan was to begin the parade at 6:10. It travels along Washington Avenue and Capitol Avenue, followed by the lighting of the state tree at 7:10, fireworks at 7:30, the concert by Josh Golden, the Disney musician, at 7:45 on the Capitol steps. And you can do the math. If you back everything up a half hour, you have plenty of time to get down there. I don't know if you're going to be able to find a good spot to park. They have free parking down here in all the ramps and State of Michigan lots and Lansing Community College ramps. But I can imagine it's still going to be a little congested, Mark.
Well, it probably will. But, you know, there are if people do come down and they look for signs, there are plenty of shuttle parking lots. ICATA is bringing people down, so you don't have to, you know, scurry all over downtown looking for a site. Look for a sign that says ICATA Park and Ride, and pick up a free shuttle to downtown. You don't have to worry about that. You'll have a big lot to park, but it'll be quite a ways away from the actual downtown. So that's a great alternative.
Mark, do you know what the latest population for the city of Lansing is?
Well, it was under 110,000 people a few years ago. I don't know what the status is, but I would say probably between 100 and 110,000. I think I know where you're going.
Well, there are going to be more people downtown than there are live in the city of Lansing tonight. I guarantee that, and look forward to that. I'll be stopping down there when the show is over, and I'll look for you. As obvious, there's also a radio play at Dart Auditorium that is a ton of fun, and the fireworks display, everything else that's going to be happening. People who never get to downtown Lansing, maybe once a year, this is their night. And we want to thank IBEW and, of course, the Lansing Board of Water and Light for all of their work. Without them, the Electric Light Parade would not be possible, and the parade would not, the entire event, Silver Bells in the City, would not be what it has become. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.